we're very, very angry about it. And of course, the people in Afghanistan are protesting constantly since then. We're very upset because U.S. advisors have evacuated the ministries, and they've left our soldiers and our Marines out all around Afghanistan as targets.
Paula Rogovin, co-founder of the Teaneck Peace Vigil and member of Military Families Speak Out, is not impressed by President Obama's apology over the Quran burning. As a school teacher, she says that
I was always taught that if you're going to apologize, it means you're not going to do it again. We've done this before. The only way to truly apologize for this is to pull all of the troops out. And there's no good reason to be in Afghanistan. The motivation is not good. We have no business occupying any country in the world.
As the 10-year war in Afghanistan lingers on, there are signs of a terrible psychological toll on the troops. In February, embarrassing pictures of U.S. Marines urinating on dead bodies or posing in front of Nazi-styled flags surfaced. Paula Rogovin believes that the U.S. has lost all credibility there.
People of Afghanistan don't want us there. Some of the killings recently have been by Afghan soldiers killing U.S. troops. And, you know, I think we need to get our own house in order here. And we need to bring the billions of dollars home and use them in our communities. I don't think we're in a position to be telling other people how to run their country.
Jan Barry, a Vietnam veteran, is concerned about the mental trauma and social difficulties suffered by a majority of returning soldiers. When they want to speak about their experiences, he says,
much of the mainstream news media and other forums are not really welcoming them. You know, so many people are out of work. So many people are homeless. Many of them are veterans. The fact that when they go driving their cars after having been in a war zone, they are scared to death of seeing a garbage bag, of being caught in traffic, because in the war zone, that's when sometimes something would explode.
To give returning veterans a voice, Jan Barry helped publish the book Warrior Writers, a collection of writing and artwork by the veterans of the global war on terror. Meanwhile, Muslims may have more reasons to distrust the U.S. government. It was recently revealed that federal funds for the war on drugs were used by NYPD to spy on mosques and Islamic associations in New York and New Jersey. Paul Rogovin is not surprised.
I have to say, it reminds me a whole lot of my childhood. I was brought up in the 50s in Buffalo, and the FBI was spying on my father and my mother and many, many families of activists. And I grew up a victim of that kind of harassment and spying. It's a terrible way to live, and it's a terrible thing that our government chose to do it then and continues to do it. And I hope that it will be brought to a quick end.
An exhibition featuring the art and writing of returning soldiers is being planned for April 21st at the Puffin Cultural Forum in Teaneck, New Jersey. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.